Hey everybody, hey, welcome back to Fuck That, it's time to pivot. Yes indeed, today is day 6, and as we are moving along towards, today is day 7, my, lucky number 7. Yep, it's not even 12 yet, so it's still 7. Day 7. So the topic, I told you we're going to be toggling back and forth with the topic, who am I and what do I want? And the topic today is knowing what you want. And, you know, sometimes it's very challenging to know what you want. Now, you know what you don't want, but to know what you want is, it becomes challenging. So here's what I want to make. I want you to do an exercise. I want you to take a piece of paper or in your beautiful notebook. I want you to write on one side, the left side, open it up flat. On the left side, I want you to write what I don't want. And then on the right side, what I want. So I want you to write down all the things that you don't you to write them down, get everything out, you know, even, you know, just write it down. What don't you want? I don't want this, this relationship I'm in. I don't want the job that I have. I don't want these clothes. I don't want this apartment, whatever it is, every single thing. You can write it down with a story. You can tell a reason why you don't want it. Do all of that. And then on the other side, write what you want. Because knowing what you want really comes from knowing what you don't want. But you can't get to what you want by living and focusing on what you don't want. So you can't get there from there. Okay? So this is a short episode today. We're definitely going to do our 1 minute meditation, but I wanted you to really start thinking about what you want, knowing what you want at your core. You know, don't just say, I want $1 million. Okay, you want $1 million, and then what? You know, I want us to get deeper. You know, do you just want $1 million, or do you want to become a multimillionaire? See, because once you get $1 million and you pay the taxes on those $1 million, you might walk away with, you know, $500,000. And, you know, you buy a house. But then after you buy the house, you have to be able to afford the property taxes. So now you've, you know, purchased a home. It's probably $300,000-$400,000. You've paid cash for it. You have $100,000 left, then, you know, you buy yourself a car and you get your mama something and your brothers, and next thing you know, now you have no more money. You have this house that you've purchased. You cannot afford to pay for the property taxes, the upkeep, the maintenance. So it's more than just $1 million. It's about being wealthy, having a wealthy mindset. You know, when you think about your health, how do you want to live a healthy life? If you're not the type of person to do working, to work out, then maybe just say, you know, I want to walk. I want to walk 3 times a week. You know, I just want to start with the neighborhood. You know, just get clear. So sit down, write what you don't want. And then when you write what you don't want, and then you write what you do want, I want you to look at them and see, where is your life now? Is your life more on the side of what you don't want? Or is your life more on the side of what you do want? And if it's on the side of what you don't want, all you have to do is start incorporating what you do want and start knocking off the things that you don't want off the list. Okay? And tomorrow, we're going to talk about why do you want it. So now, we're going to uncover what you want, Then we're going to talk about why. So the three core questions of Cabrini's Law are fuck that. Fuck that stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time in life and in business, good and bad. So why not do what you want to do? Stop doing what you don't want to do because things are going to happen anyway. Okay. So let's get still. Let's get still so we can do our 1 minute meditation with ourselves. Get still and close your notebook, get planted, and get prepared to spend 1 minute with yourself. And as time goes on, this 1 minute will become even more enjoyable. Okay? So, are you ready? Here we go. You know, even though I do a minimum of 25 minutes of meditation every day, every time I do this 1 minute of meditation with you, it seems like the 1 minute is longer than my 25 minutes. Very interesting. Okay, so knowing what you want is our topic today. Knowing what you want and, you know, really getting clear about it. Because, you know, when you know what you want, it makes it easier to get it, actually. You know, I know that one of my major missions on this planet is talking to you. So every day when I'm thinking about what I'm going to say to you, it's always important. And yes, sometimes I feel like, oh my God, you know, should I do that? Nobody wants to hear me talk again. And I know that that's that other chitty chitty chat chat that wants to stop me from touching somebody's life today. So I make myself get still and get rid of that other voice so that I could do what I was meant to do on this planet. And also, when you're looking at your list, start having gratitude. That's going to be something else we'll talk about later. But looking at your list, and then just really when you're getting still, just look at where you are. Look at the things that you don't want. Know that you created it and that you can create what you do want. And then tomorrow we'll talk about why you want it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.